To go by the clock posted in this room, looks like about 20 minutes to 11. Before we start the bill's schedule for this committee meeting, I want to make an announcement. On Monday, 10:30, Senate Rules Committee will be taking up HB 320, authorizing electronic ballots for a substitute hearing, as requested by the President of the Senate. Okay, the first bill we'll take up right now is SB 242, concealed handgun permittees. Anybody from Taylor's office?
I'm here. And if available for questions or Jane.
Okay. Okay. That's fine with me. I thought this was Senator Taylor's bill, but. Okay, so there's nobody from, let me first state, there's nobody here from Senator Taylor's office. You are. Okay, come on in. Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know where any of these people are. Okay, I'll check into it.
So you may not be able to hear that. Unless you agree, you can.
Okay.
Just know that that's not.
That's fine. First of all, can I have a motion for the bill?
I move that we approve for calendaring at the chair's discretion Senate Bill 242.
Questions? I have one question here. On page 2, lines 4 and 5, it says be subject to fingerprint-based criminal records. Are there states that do not require this?
Yes, sir, to my knowledge, there are.
Which ones are they?
But I'm not sure what, I should maybe yield that to Janie or Jennifer because I could be definitely wrong on that.
Right, so okay, that's fine.
If I may. Janie, would you mind? Are there?
We don't know what they are.
Don't know which what they are, I guess, sir.
They're not being considered because they don't manage our law.
So there are some states that do not require fingerprinting background for criminal records.
And that's understanding, yes.
Sir? Okay.
Does that cause you some concern?
It does with me a little bit. Okay. We have a motion for us.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Should I say that from here?
Not yet. I wanted to find out. You're finished, right?
Yes, sir.
Senator Taylor's okay.
From what I know, yes, sir.
Okay. I let the record show that Senator Terrio's here, and I failed to recognize Senator Ellis, Senator Halford, and Senator Phillips for a quorum. Identify yourself for the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jennifer Juhas, and I am legislative aide to Representative Beverly Masick, who's carrying the companion to this bill in the House. And per your question, whether there are other states that do not require fingerprinting for their background check, I believe the testimony Brian Judy gave yesterday, there are 3 states. I do not recall which they are. I could find that out within 5 minutes before the committee is over by checking the webpage if you'd like and bring that back to the committee. I would like to say that although they don't require fingerprinting, they do have a series of questions and other background checks that are involved. So they do have a background check. It's fairly extensive. It does not require fingerprinting, and that's the only thing that's missing. And per the NRA's testimony yesterday, they're satisfied with the background checks.
Okay. Any other questions?
No? Would you like me to return with those states' information?
Yeah. If you don't get it in time, that's fine. So, anybody else here? Okay. We have a motion before us for Senate Bill 242. Discussion, questions, amendments. All those in favor, signify by raising the right hand. All those opposed, none. So by a 4-0 vote, that bill will be calendared on Monday. Next bill we have is Senate Bill 260, Historic and Antique Motor Vehicles. Senator House, do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Any questions?
I'm
amendments?
Chair at this point. Chair's
discretion. Any questions? Amendments? Those in favor signify by raising their right hand on the motion. On a 4-0 vote, Senate Bill 260 will be calendared. SGR 31, tax exempt bonds for fund veteran loans. We have somebody from Senator Ward's office. Okay. And you might as well, we have another resolution. So you might, another resolution following this, that's
okay.
Senator Ward, so
okay.
Stay there
sure.
As well. Okay, we have before us SGR 31. Do I hear a motion?
Approve SGR 31 for calendar discussion.
Okay. Any questions, amendments? Okay. All those in favor of calendaring, signify by raising the right hand. So on 4-0 vote, SGR 31 will be calendared. Next motion, next resolution we have is SCR 22, related to Sobriety Awareness Month, March 2002. Senator Alford.
Unanimous consent that we approve it for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any questions or amendments? Hearing none. All those in favor of the calendar bill, signify by raising their right hand. 4-0. That will be calendared.
Thank you.
SCR 23, declaring April 6th, 2002 is the Alaska Tartan Day, sponsored by me. Motion?
Have to move this?
Yes, you do.
I move and ask unanimous consent.
What the Highland Games?
It's a burden of leadership.
Resolution to be approved for countering at the chair's discretion.
Any questions or amendments to this?
Mr. Chairman,
why did
Senator Parnell and now you do this every year? Is it because you want to bring the tartans back before us every year to review their activities and like boards and commissions for sunset?
We could, Mr. Ellis, just respond to that. We could make this as far.
I am serious. I'm not just.
I know
joking.
You're serious. I know you're serious. That's why I'm being serious too okay. About this. I do not believe we ought to be making this as a permanent part of the law.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I know Senator then Senator Parnell had. Brought this up, and then of course he's retired, and so frankly, they picked on me because Eagle River hosts the Highland Scottish Games every mid-July. So rather than make this a permanent fixture of state statutes, I prefer just bringing it up just on a year-to-year basis and have them justify it now.
And a citation didn't satisfy them, a citation honoring their good deeds.
I mean, I'm serious. Actually,
every group asked us every year. There is an expense associated with these things going through, so I hope they really appreciate your efforts because...
Well, what they were really asking for is to make this permanent in state statutes, and I've been, frankly, resistant to that.
So, okay, I've made my point.
Okay. All those in favor of the resolution calendaring? 4-0?
Under duress.
Under duress.
Not arrest, duress.
Duress. All right, that will be calendared. And then we have the final one, SCR 26, recess the legislature for late March break for the Energy Council. Senator Halford.
I move that we calendar the resolution at the chair's discretion.
Discussion, amendments, all those in favor of the placing the calendar? Raise their placing this resolution on the calendar. Okay, 4-0. Anything else to be brought before the committee? Hearing none, we're adjourned.